WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, champions. Welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily. Logan Cruz here. Your daily dose of no excuses, mental toughness. You know, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, right? Everyone's got their hands out, asking for your time, your energy, your attention. It's easy to get caught in the whirlwind and lose track of what truly matters. Today, we're tackling something essential. Setting boundaries and prioritizing your time. Think about it. You wouldn't let just anyone waltz into your home uninvited, would you? You value your space, right? Well, guess what? Your time is just as valuable. It's a finite resource, and it deserves the same respect. Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch-up? Like there aren't enough hours in the day? That feeling of overwhelm comes from neglecting those boundaries. So, let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your time and become a master of your own schedule. First things first. Identify your non-negotiables. What activities bring you joy? What tasks absolutely have to get done? Whether it's hitting the gym, carving out time for creative pursuits, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee in the morning, those are your sacred cows. Protect them fiercely. Next up, learn to say no. This one can be tough, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Think about it like this. Every yes you utter is a no to something else. So, before you commit, ask yourself, does this truly align with my priorities? Will it contribute to my overall well-being? If the answer is no, politely decline. You don't have to over-explain or feel guilty. A simple, thank you for thinking of me, but I'm committed to other projects right now, can work wonders. Now, schedule your time like a boss. Treat your commitments with the same respect you'd give a business meeting. Block out specific times for important tasks, personal activities, and even downtime. Having a visual representation of your day can help you stay on track and prevent those pesky distractions from creeping in. Remember, time is money. Invest it wisely. Don't fall prey to the productivity trap. Just because you can do everything doesn't mean you should. It's okay to delegate tasks, outsource when possible, and focus on what truly matters. Remember, quality over quantity, always. Finally, don't forget to recharge. Setting boundaries isn't just about saying no, it's also about making time for yourself. Schedule regular breaks, engage in activities that bring you joy, and prioritize your mental and physical health. Think of it like this. A well-rested mind is a sharper mind. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on a major project, juggling deadlines, and feeling the pressure mounting. Your phone keeps buzzing with emails, messages, and social media notifications. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos and lose sight of your priorities. But wait, remember what we just talked about. You take a deep breath, put your phone on silent, and close your laptop. You walk over to your whiteboard, grab a marker, and write down your top 3 non-negotiables for the day. Finishing that crucial presentation, taking a 30-minute walk in the park, and having a meaningful conversation with a loved one. You schedule those activities into your calendar like appointments you can't miss. You set boundaries by politely declining any requests that don't align with your priorities. And guess what? By prioritizing your time and focusing on what truly matters, you not only get more done, but you also feel more balanced, energized, and in control. So, champions, remember this. Setting boundaries is not selfish. It's self-care. It's about honoring your commitments to yourself and creating a life that feels fulfilling and meaningful. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who needs a little reminder about the power of time management. Leave a review, letting me know what resonated with you, or head over to our social media page and join the conversation. Together, let's build a world where we all prioritize our well-being and live life on our own terms. See you in the next episode, Champions.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.